Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. A thrilling week yet again for you guys. On the wrong end up at Towson, you lose a heartbreaker, 96-82 in overtime, but they come back and in a great game down to the wire at UNCW in 84-81. Talk about the two games last week.
Well, typical CA week, I guess. Both road games for us. In fact, for the second time this year, we had three straight road games. Elon Saturday, Towson Thursday, and then at Wilmington on Saturday. So won two of those three, so we certainly feel good about that. But Towson, tough matchup for us. I mean, they've beaten us twice. Clearly a better team than we are when that happens. Really played well. We competed hard up there. But defensively, simply couldn't stop them in the last 20 minutes. Zane Martin just destroyed us over the course of that time, and they all made shots. So they made the plays to win it. I think as a coach and a team, you always feel like somewhere you could have gotten one or two more stops to win that ball game, which is unfortunate. But we had the last shot to win in regulation and didn't do it. So and they really controlled the overtime period. So heartbreaking loss against a team that plays really well, and I admire what they do. And then bus ride from Towson down to Wilmington, and less than 48 hours later, played Wilmington, had a great win. Similar game, to be honest with you. We had a great first half and had about a 10-point lead, and played well on both ends of the floor. And the second half just didn't stop them enough to maintain a cushion. And it came down to the last shot. I mean, we were up three, and they missed the last shot to possibly tie it. But a great road win, I'm telling you. Everybody struggled there, and CB's done a great job with that team. They're a whole lot better than they were, and two very clearly all-conference players, maybe some of the best at their position. So felt really, really good to get a road win.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us after.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Doty. You may ask your question.
Morning, Coach. Hope you're doing well this week. You know, Rob sent a note this week that this is the first time in 21 years that each CAA team has at least three losses after just 10 games. You know, we've seen a lot of close games, a lot of overtime games. You guys have already had four. UNCW has already had four alone. A lot of surprising results each week. You know, as someone who's been in this league longer than any other coach, have you seen anything like this? And do you think there's an absence of truly great teams, or do you think the great teams are there? But the conference is just stronger top to bottom.
Well, it's a great question. I don't have the answer for you, but I can give you an opinion. I mean, I think it's an incredibly balanced league, and our league's been balanced for a long time. I think that one or two teams has not set itself apart from everybody else. I think maybe people thought that Charleston or Towson might do that with their experience returning, and they well may do that, you know, here in the next month. But it is kind of hard for me to read sometimes, too. As Joe just said, I think that, you know, that it's a league of mediocrity. I mean, ask the teams in the Conference USA and the A-10 teams who've been beaten by our conference if this is a mediocre league. You know, so there have been some great wins outside the league, but we're sure beating each other up. And I don't think that's going to change. I don't think it's going to change. I mean, we've talked to our guys from day one that mentally and physically you have to prepare to win a one possession game in this league, whether you're home or on the road. That's been the case, I think, for throughout the league.
A quick follow-up, and this also might be a question that you might not have an answer to, but do you think there's any one specific or even two specific things that are behind that parity, you know, whether that's talent development, whether that's coaching style, you know, rebounding defense, something like that? Is there anything that you can point to say, you know, this is why our league has so much parity this year and it has the last few years?
Well, I think in general terms, I mean, there are a whole lot of people and a whole lot of teams that can score the ball in this league. I mean, it's a task to try to defend people in this league. Even some of the Conference USA teams we played – I mean, there were one or two guys you had to stop, but not five. You know, you had to stop, and that's just not the case in the CAA. And I'm not saying our league's better. I'm just, you know, the people we've played. But I also think that you know, there's not that one dominant defensive club right now, and I think that's what separates them. It's just the area we struggle. You know, when we defend for 40 minutes, we're pretty doggone good, but we've been pretty good at giving up a lot of points too. So I think that's why Northeastern has set themselves apart a little bit. I mean, they're maybe the best defensive team we've played against so far. Towson's really defended us well. And Charleston, I think we haven't played Charleston yet, so I can't speak personally of them, but they've in the past been a very good defensive ball club. So I think that's what's going to separate the top one or two teams in the end. And if we hope to be one of those teams, we have to get better defensively.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time.
Okay. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Dave Johnson. You may ask your question.
Morning, Tony. I was wondering
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. How you doing? I wonder if you could speak to what David Cone has done to set the career assist record in really a little over 2.5 seasons. And not only that, to have such a remarkable assist-to-turnover ratio that he has had during that whole span.
Yeah, it's, you know, much like Joe said about their big rebounder, I mean, David's been incredible. I mean, in 2.5 years has set the school assist record. Number one, he has great vision. He has a willingness to pass it. He's a good decision maker, and that he almost always makes the right decision. And he also has great speed. I mean, he really can get by people and create angles to pass the basketball. So that's all been incredible to watch, really. And again, I think a staggering number when you look at it. Much like some of our shooters, I mean, when David turns it over, it stuns me a little bit. You know, he had four turnovers at Wilmington, which is maybe as many as he's had all year. And it just kind of stuns you a little bit to see him do that. But so it's been impressive to watch. And I said this the other day, too, that the assist, and David can score the ball. I mean, he's helping us in every phase of the game. But his growth as a leader has been the most impressive thing for me. I mean, he's really vocally leading this team right now in practice, in timeouts, on the floor. And we've got to get some guys to follow suit a little bit with him and be more vocal on the court. But I think his growth as a leader is equally as impressive as his ability to pass the ball.
And I know you were the talk was before the season that he was gonna make an effort to step up his scoring. I don't know if you had a number in mind. I don't think too many people thought he'd be approaching 14 points a game and shooting what 54% from the field. Has this surpassed what you were even hoping?
Not really, because I've seen David every day, and I've said this several times as well, but I thought last year David deferred too much to other players and other good players, but I think he didn't give us at times what we wanted from him because he was so worried about getting other people's shots. And he has really improved his ability to score from the perimeter. He's always had the ability to score on the break, but his ability to shoot the three has really improved, and that's just come with time shooting the ball, getting extra shots in the gym, and which we spend a lot of time doing. But he's really improved as an offensive player.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right, Tony. Thanks as always for your time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.